In early 2016, KBIA featured a special series, The Landscapes of Henry Rowe Schoolcraft. The series looked at the 90-day period that a young Schoolcraft walked across southern Missouri in search of mining opportunities. Schoolcraft's walk introduced him to a landscape that has been radically altered over the last 200 years. The series attempted to get at explanations for the forces that changed the landscapes that Schoolcraft saw when he walked through southern Missouri over 90 days and 900 miles in the winter of 1818. Here's some excerpts from the series The Landscapes of Henry Rowe Schoolcraft, as heard on KBIA 91.3 FM in Columbia.
If you go just south of town, head up onto the hill, you can see these old pits all over the place. The county owns a park. Washington County has a park up there where you can see some of these early pits.
I'm Anna M. Robart Pratt. My dad was Francis and Lena Robart. My mom was a Thibault. So we're strictly French, strictly French. Well, now people go out of the town to work. Before, it was like what my dad did was dig tiff. And if they had a good week, there might be enough money. But otherwise, there was no money. It was a good thing that the stores would give you credit. And they'd give you credit till the end of the week or till you sold a load of tiff to be able to pay for that.
Did you call property owners first, or did you just set out with a white flag?
Well, where we could, we did contact people. Now, Ashley's Cave is a pretty famous place along Schoolcraft's route, over near the current river. The people who own that property is a large company from Pennsylvania, and I could never get in touch with them. So in that case, I had to go onto the property there just to see it.
In the 1960s, when I went off to college, and there was forage production for cattle was very difficult, and there was no such thing as fescue grass. Now, when I came back from college, fescue had literally taken over the Ozarks and was one of the best things that ever happened to to our farming economy, because all of a sudden we now had a grass that would grow in cool seasons, and we were able to grow many more cattle here than we ever could before. So the transition from kind of subsistence, diversified hogs, milk, eggs, chickens, all changed, and most everybody became a beef rancher.
Thanks for your consideration of the special KBIA series, The Landscapes of Henry Rowe Schoolcraft.